A blessed day, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday worship service. And today, we'll be having a special message as we prepare ourselves for the New Year's Eve 2024. Now, as we start our message, allow me to open this with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity to gather together online to worship you in spirit and in truth, in hearing your word and doing your word. Father, allow your Holy Spirit to empower us, to nurture us, to guide us, to direct us. And Father, convict us through your word and spirit that we may continue to do what you want us to do and to be what you want us to become. Father, we want to worship you today by listening upon your word. This is all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Beloved, I believe that all of us today is really excited in preparing for the new year 2024. There might be a lot of things that you are looking ahead. That's why the title of our message today is Looking Ahead for this year 2024. Many people today are filled with excitement, thrill, and joy in entering the new year. But also, in the other hand, there are also people who are filled with fear, with worry, or uncertainties and anxiousness in their hearts. That is why, beloved, today, whether you are the person who is excited or you are the person who is filled with uncertainties and worries and fear, please do know this. As children of God, God has always prepared something great for all of us. Beloved, today, I want to give you a message that discovering the principles behind about how to look ahead as we receive 2024. There are two important truths that we will start today in discovering so that we can be founded in celebrating the new year. Truth number one is this. A Christ follower has no regrets for the past. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, we're being reminded that who we are in Christ and our identity. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. Beloved, always remember that you might have a lot of failures in the past, especially this year, 2023. But please don't let your failures become your identity, because your identity is being redeemed and saved through the blood of Christ. That's why it says, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone received Jesus, if anyone really is being redeemed and washed with the blood of Christ, you are now a new creation. Please remember that the old has gone, the new has come. That's why we need to look ahead and move forward. Another thing that we need to remind ourselves this new year 2024 is this, Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Beloved, always remember that in this 2023, God is in control. God is sovereign. Yes, there might be a lot of times and ways that we have, that we sin against God, that we fail God, that we drifted away from God. But please do know this. Again, your identity is not through your circumstances. Your identity is in Christ Jesus. That is why if we sin against God, if we fail God, and the Holy Spirit is convicting us to come back, to repent, to draw near to God, all we need to do is to go back in the presence of God. God is a graceful God. He is merciful, and he wants his children to be back in his presence. Beloved, my prayer for you today is this. Please remember this. Whatever situation that you've been through this 2023, please do know that you need to look forward and you need to continue to trust in Jesus. Truth number two, beloved, is this. Being a disciple of Jesus or as a Christ follower, remember that what really shaped us is not our past, but what really shaped you and me is our future hope. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, the Word of God says, "Dear friends, we are now the children of God, and that we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that we shall be like him when he appears, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." Again, Romans chapter 8, verse 24 to 25, it says, "For by this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, We wait for it patiently. These two verses give us that idea and truth that as a Christ follower or as a disciple of Jesus, we need to understand that what really shapes our day-to-day is our bearing in the future hope that we have in Christ. Always remember this. It's all about fixing our eyes upon Jesus. That whatever things that goes up and down in our year 2023 or maybe in the year 2024, whatever ups or downs that we may encounter or experience, please do know this. God is giving us through these two verses that our future hope is in Christ Jesus. Our eternal hope is in Christ Jesus. Let it be, beloved, that Jesus will always be your bearing. Jesus will always be your point of reference. I pray that Jesus will always be your true north, that Jesus will always be your beacon, that whatever drifting, whatever challenges, whatever things that you might encounter this 2024, you've got to anchor and fix your faith, yourself, your eyes upon Jesus. Don't look at the back, don't look at the left or the right, don't compare yourself with other people, don't compare your journey with other Christians or believers, but keep your eyes upon Jesus. That's how we will be victorious this 2024. Beloved, always remember this. Hope for the future is what transforms us in the present. It means that it's not the present and what we do with the present that will give us transformation in our life in becoming more like Jesus. If we fix our eyes upon our future hope in Christ, therefore today, God is shaping us to become more like Him. As we trust in Him, as we worship Him, as we get close in an intimate relationship with Him, as we obey Him, everything will boil down into one result, to become more like Jesus, because our point of preference, our beacon, our bearing, our true north is Christ Jesus. Beloved, my prayer for you this 2024, above all the prayers that you have, above all the good plans that you have, that you and I will continue to become more like Christ as we continue to fix our eyes upon Him. Beloved, today I want to share to you also three things to commit, especially in facing the new year 2024. If you want to be successful, if you want to be prosperous, if you want to be victorious, you've got to stick with these three commitments so that you will be confident in living out your year 2024. Number one, beloved, is this. Live life with confidence. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, this gives us great, great reminders about how to live confidently and why. First, how to live confidently? So do not fear. Why? For I am with you. God is with you. Secondly, how to live life with confidence? Do not be dismayed. Why? For I am your God. It means that you have relationship with God the Father. He will never leave you. And then, this is His promise. I will strengthen you. The moment that you feel like you're weak, God is there to strengthen you and help you. If there will be times along the way as you follow God this 2024, if there are times that you need help, He is there to help you. And if there are times that you feel like you're drowning, you feel that you are falling apart, please don't know this. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Beloved, this is who God is in our hearts. He loves you so much. And because of His promises and who He is in your life, you can live a life with confidence. Number two. Face the future with hope. In order not to be shaken, in order not to have fear, worries, or anxiousness in facing the future, especially the year 2024, we need to claim again Jeremiah 29:11. The word of God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Always remember, beloved, that it's only God who has the great plans for you and me. Remember that His plans for all of us is not to harm us, but to prosper us. And His plans for us is to give us hope and a future. That's why, please remember this. Don't ever, 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 ever make your own plan. It will fail. Continue to seek God and ask Him what is His plan for your life. And if you discover that along your relationship with Him, just do it, obey it, then you will experience the beauty of Jeremiah 29:11. Beloved, it is through Christ that we can do these things together. And lastly, let go of the past. In Isaiah 43 verse 19, the Word of God says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a new way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Beloved, I believe that there might be a lot of areas in our life this 2023 that we feel like it's really hard. There might be things in our life that God is telling us many, many weeks, many, many days, months, this 2023, let go of this habit, let go of this area, let go of this point in your life. But we cannot. Maybe that's the reason why we got stuck in some point in our life. Beloved, this 2024, I want to encourage you, let go of those things so that you will not be stuck in your life. If you want to flourish this 2024, let go of the things that God is telling you to let go. Beloved, I want to remind you again, three commitments that we need to do this 2024. Live with confidence, face the future with hope, and let go of the past. If we do all these things, for sure, blessings, prosperity, success, and Christ-likeness will be seen and visible in our lives. Beloved, it's your choice. I cannot do it for you. It's between you and the Lord. If we will sum up the message today in one word, it's called surrender. The key to victory is surrender. The key to prosperity is surrender. The key to living a Jesus-shaped life and becoming more like Christ is surrender. Surrendering to the power, to the authority, and the will of the Father in our lives. And my prayer, as we celebrate 2024, as we enter 2024, may you be filled with God's Spirit as you follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior and Master. As we end, let's pray this prayer together. Father, call us into your future as we stand on the threshold of this new year. Fill us with hope and expectation for the good things you have planned for us. Help us to look far ahead toward the marvelous future you have prepared for those who love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Beloved, let me pray for you as I want to speak blessing and declaration as we face together as a family 2024. Let's bow down our head and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this beautiful day that you have given us to listen upon your word, to ponder upon your word. Lord, allow those words from your word may continue to work in us and through us. May it will always be a reminder, a beacon of hope, a beacon of future. And Lord, today I want to speak blessing and declaration of good health, of provision, of victory and blessed spiritual fruitfulness in the lives of your people today who is joining us in this worship service, Father. Have your way in their lives, in their work, in their business, in their studies, in their families, in their relationship. I pray that the people that surrounds us will notice the goodness of God in us and through us. I pray that we'll become more like Jesus as we continue to serve Him, love Him, and know Him. Thank you for your word today. And we pray that we'll be having a fruitful way of celebrating your year together as a family. This is all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, have a blessed new year. Enjoy your time with God, with your loved ones. And I pray that this new year, Jesus will shine in our lives. God bless us all. Happy New Year.